Got something very exciting to tell you about on Around Cincinnati tonight. There's going to be a screening of a really great classic horror film. You've probably heard of it, Nosferatu. It was like the first great vampire movie. Unfortunately, it almost became non-existent because the filmmakers didn't manage to get the rights from Bram Stoker's widow, and it looks and sounds exactly like Dracula. So it's been in and out of various legal battles over the years, but it is just a fabulous film if you've never seen it. And to make it even better, there's going to be a live music soundtrack performed. To tell us about it, Steve Kempel from the Cincinnati Public Library, where this event will occur. Hi, Steve. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about the music that's going to be done to Nosferatu.
Circuit bending. And we've compiled a group of musicians just for the event. They're going to, for one night only, go by the name The Symphony of Horror, which is actually the subtitle of the film, and they're going to be playing some circuit bend instruments.
Now, what exactly are circuit bend instruments?
Circuit bending is a process that involves the deliberate modification of small electronic devices. So you go in with soldering and alligator clips and try to make basically old toys make sounds they weren't supposed to make. It's a process that involves a lot of trial and error, a lot of chance operations, and it produces some pretty out there sounds.
Perfect for a horror film.
Exactly.
Does this include any use of the theremin?
It does, in fact.
Oh, you remember your first experience with hearing a theremin in a movie?
Oh, it would be The Day the Earth Stood Still.
It would be. And when people first heard that, they didn't know what the heck was going on, but it's been very popular ever since.
1/2, one of the circuit benders, is actually building a theremin just for the event.
Does that take a lot of knowledge and work?
I think it's basically from a kit. I mean, he's a really knowledgeable guy when it comes to electronic wizardry and whatnot, and he'll be playing it as one of the bizarre instruments in the performance.
So how many instrumentalists will you have performing this score?
We're looking at probably 5 or 6, and they asked to go by their stage names. So far we have Half Mang, Iove, Junkyard Catalyst, 1/2, and Sonic Elf.
Now, is this totally improvised, or will they have rehearsed this and have it in their mind what they want to do?
They're planning on doing some loose rehearsals, sort of hashing together a loose structure, because it's a long film. So instead of having a solid set of improvisation, they're going to go in sections. So like for the first 10 minutes, 2 players will be performing, and then for the next 10 minutes, another 2. So I think you'll see a lot of movements among the musicians.
And are they going to try to just create original music, or will they be using themes that they've picked up from other sources?
I think it'll all be totally original. One of the instruments I just learned the other day they'll be bringing out is dipping a contact microphone into dry ice. It sounds pretty cool. I guess when you pull out of the dry ice, the electronic components expand slowly, producing some, quote, very trippy noises.
Remember when Orson Welles did the radio production of War of the Worlds? To get the sound of the opening of the spaceship, they took a mason jar and unscrewed it in a toilet with a microphone over it. There's no limit to creativity in radio, and especially in movies, too. Now, why did you pick F.W. Murnau's Nosferatu for this event as opposed to some other silent film?
It just seemed like the perfect epitome of Halloween. When I think of Halloween in movies, Nosferatu. Plus, it's public domain, so.
But it's also like one of the great vampire films.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Max Schreck as the vampire is just bone-chilling to look at and does such a great job. And I think the legend is that's the only film he ever did.
Legend also has it he actually was a vampire.
Yeah, I saw that movie, too, with Willem Dafoe. I can't remember the name of it. Shadow of the Vampire, was that?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, about the making of the film. This is going to be like a Halloween treat, but it's going to be the night before Halloween, right? And it's at the library. Is it 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
And is it free?
Free. Absolutely free. And you can wear your costume. And in fact, the Symphony of Horror will act as a panel of judges. And the best costume will get a carving pumpkin and maybe some other cool treats that we haven't decided yet.
Granted, it's a silent film, but do you consider this family friendly?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, it'll scare everybody.
This is going to be a great evening, folks. I got to tell you, if Nosferatu is just a fabulous film to see. It was made in 1922. And I'm thinking that the addition of live music, especially live original music, will just be sensational for this kind of performance.
I think it's going to be great. I mean, this is part of an experimental music series we have. So just about every other Wednesday, you come to the library and hear experimental music. Not necessarily with the movie, though sometimes.
So you do that like every other Wednesdays?
Yep. The next one is going to be Mandible from Dayton. It's coming on November 21st.
And do you do other movies at other times at the library?
This is the first.
The first, okay.
Well, at least of this kind. I think we used to do more movies a long time ago.
I remember when the public library had a big section of 16mm films, and you could check them out and take them home and run them on your projector.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, does that seem like eons ago. Okay, the film is Nosferatu. The music is original. It's at the library. It's free. It's for Halloween on Tuesday the 30th at 7 p.m., This is going to be at the main branch of the Cincinnati Public Library downtown on Vine Street. And I'd like to thank Steve Kemple for coming in and discussing this with us tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Larry Thomas.